When Paul wrote his last letter, the one we know as Colossians, he was a prisoner in Rome, awaiting trial before the emperor. He asked his friends Tychicus and Onesimus to deliver the letter, along with at least two others he had written. One of these is the letter known as Ephesians. We don't know for sure who it was written to, but we do know that they were Gentiles, non-Jewish people who had put their faith in Jesus. Paul tells them they are God's people. It doesn't matter one bit whether they are Jewish or not. God is creating a new worldwide family where everyone is welcome, regardless of the color of their skin, their race, or their background. And because they're part of a new family, Paul encourages them to live like one. Pay attention to the practical advice he gives and see if you notice what powerful weapons he tells his readers to use in the fight against sin.
I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am an apostle of Christ Jesus, just as God planned. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. God chose us to belong to Christ before the world was created. He chose us to be holy and without blame in His eyes. He loved us. So He decided long ago to adopt us as His children. We have been set free because of what Christ has done. Through His blood, our sins have been forgiven. We have been set free because God's grace is so rich. He poured His grace on us by giving us great wisdom and understanding. He showed us the mystery of His plan. It will all come about when history has been completed. God will then bring together all things in heaven and on earth under one ruler. The ruler is Christ. I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus. I have also heard about your love for all of God's people. That is why I have not stopped thanking God for you. I always remember you in my prayers. You were living in your sins and lawless ways, but in fact you were dead. You used to live as sinners when you followed the ways of this world. You served the one who rules over the spiritual forces of evil. God was angry with us and everyone else because of the kind of people we were. But God loves us deeply. He is full of mercy. So He gave us new life because of what Christ has done. He gave us life even when we were dead in sin. God's grace has saved you because of your faith in Christ. Your salvation doesn't come from anything you do. It is God's gift. It is not based on anything you have done. No one can brag about earning it. God made us. He created us to belong to Jesus Christ. Now, we can do good things. Long ago, God prepared them for us to do. You who are not Jews by birth, here is what I want you to remember. Before you believed in Christ, you were separated from Him. You were not considered to be citizens of Israel. You were not included in what the covenants promised. You were without hope and without God in the world. At one time, you were far away from God. But now, you belong to Christ Jesus. He spilled His blood for you. That has brought you near to God. Christ Himself is our peace. He has made Jews and non-Jews into one group of people. He has destroyed the hatred that was like a wall between us. Through His body on the cross, Christ put an end to the law with all its commands and rules. He wanted to create one new group of people out of the two. He wanted to make peace between them. So you are no longer strangers and outsiders. You are citizens together with God's people. You are members of God's family. I am a prisoner because of the Lord. So I am asking you to live a life worthy of what God chose you for. Don't be proud at all. Be completely gentle. Be patient. Put up with one another in love. There is one body, there is one spirit. You were appointed to one hope when you were chosen. There is one Lord. There is one faith and one baptism. There is one God and Father of all. He is over everything. He is through everything. He is in everything. So each of you must get rid of your lying. Speak the truth to your neighbor. We are all parts of one body. Get rid of all hard feelings, anger, and rage. Stop all fighting and lying. Put away every form of hatred. Be kind and tender to one another. Forgive each other, just as God forgave you because of what Christ has done. You are the children that God dearly loves. So be just like him. Lead a life of love just as Christ did. He loved us. He gave himself up for us. Speak to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything. Give thanks to him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Follow the lead of one another because of your respect for Christ. Wives, follow the lead of your husbands as you follow the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Love them just as Christ loved the church. Children, obey your parents as believers in the Lord. Obey them because it's the right thing to do. Fathers, don't make your children angry. Instead, train them and teach them the ways of the Lord as you raise them. Slaves, obey your masters here on earth. Respect them and honor them with a heart that is true. You know that the Lord will give you a reward. It doesn't matter whether you are slaves or free. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. You know that the one who is their master and yours is in heaven, and he treats everyone the same. Finally, let the Lord make you strong. Depend on his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor. Then you can stand firm against the devil's evil plans. Put the belt of truth around your waist. Put the armor of godliness on your chest. Wear on your feet what will prepare you to tell the good news of peace. Also, pick up the shield of faith. With it you can put out all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Holy Spirit. The sword is God's word. At all times, pray by the power of the Spirit. Always keep on praying for all of God's people. Pray also for me. Pray that when I open my mouth, the right words will be given to me. Then I can be bold as I tell the mystery of the good news. Because of the good news, I am being held by chains as the Lord's messenger. So pray that I will be bold as I preach the good news. Tychicus is a dear brother. He will tell you everything about me. That's why I am sending him to you. I want you to know how we are, and I want him to cheer you up. May grace be given to everyone who loves our Lord Jesus Christ with a love that will never die.
It seems hard to imagine, but slavery, one person owning another, was all too common in Paul's day. If you were a slave, you were someone else's property. You didn't have any rights. And if you ran away, you could be hunted down and punished by brutal slave catchers. One of Paul's friends was a runaway slave named Onesimus. You might recognize this name from Paul's letter to the Colossians. Onesimus belonged to a man named Philemon, a member of the church in Colossae. But Onesimus had run away. He wound up in Rome, where he met Paul and became a follower of Jesus. Now, Paul was sending Onesimus back to Colossae. For Onesimus, going back meant risking everything. He was putting himself at the mercy of his master, Philemon. But he wouldn't be going back empty-handed. Paul wrote this letter urging Philemon to welcome Onesimus, not as a slave, but as his equal. Why? Because as Paul once wrote in another letter, in Christ there is no slave or free person. We are all one. We are all members of the same family. We don't know for sure what happened to Onesimus. What do you think? Did Philemon take Paul's advice and welcome his old slave as a brother?
I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am a prisoner because of Christ Jesus. Our brother Timothy joins me in writing. Philemon, we are sending you this letter. You are our dear friend. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I always thank my God when I remember you in my prayers. That's because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus. I hear about your love for all of God's people. Your love has given me great joy. It has cheered me up. My brother, you have renewed the hearts of God's people. Because of the authority Christ has given me, I could be bold. I could order you to do what you should do anyway. But I make my appeal to you on the basis of our love for each other. I, Paul, am an old man. I am now also a prisoner because of Christ Jesus. I make an appeal to you for my son Onesimus. He became a son to me while I was being held by chains. Before that, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful to you and to me. I'm sending Onesimus back to you. My very heart goes with him. I would have liked to keep him with me. Then he could have taken your place in helping me while I'm being held by chains because of the good news. But I didn't want to do anything unless you agreed. Any favor you do must be done because you want to do it, not because you have to. Onesimus was separated from you for a little while. Maybe that was so you could have him back for good. You could have him back not as a slave. Instead, he would be better than a slave. He would be a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but he is even more dear to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord. Do you think of me as a believer who works together with you? Then welcome Onesimus as you would welcome me. Has he done anything wrong to you? Does he owe you anything? Then charge it to me. I'll pay it back. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I won't even mention that you owe me your very life. I'm sure you will obey. So I'm writing to you. I know you will do even more than I ask. There is one more thing. Have a guest room ready for me. I hope I can return to all of you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras sends you greetings. Together with me, he is a prisoner because of Christ Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.